Musica review. Let's go.
What's going on, Alamo City Blue Top fans? As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Killer Ryan 680.
I'm Angela That Killer Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. You know what to do, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure, if you are new to the channel, you know what to do, guys. Get thumbs up, subscribe, hit that little bell notification, get notified for more movie reviews in this case, or trailer reactions. We got trailers coming out. The Joker trailer got announced today. It will be on April 9th. I'm so excited for that. I'm so, so excited for Joker 2. Yeah, but leave it at that, guys. Let's get right to it. What are we talking about today? The anticipation's killing me. What are we talking about today?
Oh, this one's going to be a fun one. This was a South by Southwest premiere. We are reviewing Musica.
Musica, guys, tells of a story of a coming-of-age love story that follows an aspiring creator with synesthesia, who must come to terms with uncertain future while navigating the pressures of love, family, and his Brazilian culture in New Jersey. Composer, director,
producer.
I mean, you just keep going on and on. Stars acted. I mean, the talented Rudy Mancuso. What did you think of this review, Angela? What did you think of this film as a whole? Was it everything you anticipated? Because, there's a lot upholding. I didn't see a trailer. We did not see a trailer. I don't know if
no,
you did.
We did not.
Yeah, we did not see a trailer for this. And did it live up to your expectations? What'd you think of this movie?
I didn't know what to expect going into this, to be honest. I just saw the headliners. It is Rudy and Camila Mendez, who I love from Riverdale. And I know I've seen her a couple other things too. But I was sold on that because I've seen a couple of his skits. I know you've shown me his skits in the past on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I gotta say, I was so surprised and blown away by this film. It was so enjoyable. Like, oh my gosh. Like, how can you not love the man, love the character, love the story? You know, it's so good. And it's really cool to see his point of view. Because it is, it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
It says so in the beginning. And, you know, just to see that that's what he sees on an everyday basis, what he hears on an everyday basis, it's really cool to see the perspective. I love the transitions, the music. I really love how it all came together and everything. I think that was such a really inventive, cool way to see it. And again, I love Camila Mendes. She's great. She's fabulous. Anything she does. But I don't know if he's directed a feature film before.
We know he directed a few episodes.
He had his YouTube series. I think he did a short not too long ago.
Yes.
He directed that. But I would like to see more from this young man. I would like to see what he can bring to this. Because especially South by Southwest debut, this was really fantastic. Like, I really hope he got the praise. All of them got the praise for the work that went into this, because you could tell it was such a passion project.
Yeah.
And it was just so well done. I just can't say enough good things about it.
One of the things I do want to say, this movie is fantastic. It's spectacular in a way to where it really embraces his culture. It embraces everything that just upholds the whole Brazilian way, the Brazilian and Italian way, of course, as well. But his father being Italian, his mother being Brazilian. One of the things that I will always cherish in this film is his mother playing his mother and Maria. And it's just so well put together. Rudy Mancuso, man, you are fantastic. You are a fantastic actor. You are a fantastic director. Everything in this film, the transition periods where we got, were just brilliant. I mean, I gotta admit that. This film is amazing. I enjoyed myself way more than I should have in its own right. For me, it comes personally to me because, you know, I grew up in a very with 21 cousins,
musical background.
Everyone played an instrument. I was the late bloomer. I didn't start playing drums till I was 15, 16, around there. So I was the late bloomer. And that connectivity to that, the work of art and everything. One of the things I will always cherish in this movie is the creativeness of Rudy whenever he goes into like these different, I don't want to say episodes, but different anti-musical moments in a way, because he kind of we saw the South by Southwest, and I love that because I just felt that, because when you first hear the musical, I instantly thought I was gonna hear voices, but
it's like a legit musical.
Like, he was gonna sing or somebody was gonna sing, maybe Camila. I just did not expect No, and that's the thing too, is that you expect the unexpected, and I love that. It kept me surprised. It got me going. There's so many moments in here where you get lost into Rudy's mind and his critical thinking in a way to where it's very genuine. It's very charming. There's so many moments in here where I'm just like, huh. I remember those moments in life and everything. And it's so well put together. One of the things I gotta say though is that, you know, for me playing the drums in it, because I do play the drums, it's very personal because of that. And I felt like it was just such a great film, well put together. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and by the way, if you do not remember, if you saw The Flash, remember he was the other guy, the jerk guy in The Flash. Remember yeah. that? You remember
yeah. briefly? Yeah. I remember.
Yeah, and he also played Albert in The Flash.
Yeah, I think most notably, I think when you showed me the skit where he was Hispanic yeah. Superman.
Yeah, so one of the things I really did love about it, when I saw that skit about 8-10 years ago, I don't know the time period, it's been a long time, and when it first came out on YouTube, I was laughing my butt
he's
off.
He's funny.
The comedy in here though is spectacular. Oh my god, it kept me entertaining.
Diego
was so hilarious. So Diego is actually from a YouTube skit that's called Awkward Puppets, that it's on YouTube, and it's a TV series that he started back in 2015, and I haven't seen it. Apparently there's more puppets in there, but I haven't seen it. But I gotta admit, if it's anything like we got a little bit snippet of it, oh my god, this is gold. This is gold right here. One of the things I did love about Diego, there's a scene in here that's just spectacular moment between Diego and Rudy and his character, and it's such in like an inner consciousness, and I love that. Oh my god, it's so relatable in so many different ways. You know, I feel like that whenever we get stuck, not decisive, we're human beings, we're gonna get decisive, we're gonna overthink things all the time, and I love how this embraces the humanizing of it. Doesn't matter what culture, it embraces that a lot, and I love the undecisiveness, because it's so relatable
yeah,
in so
I think
many ways.
In a sense we all kind of want to be happy, we strive for that,
yeah.
Especially like his character, like you say, his character is so relatable, because it's like he is trying to find himself in a
yes.
sense, and
yeah.
you know, I agree with you. I related to him too, but again, it's yeah. just the humor is there, the music is so beautiful, it's yes. there, the acting, the chemistry between them obviously has to be, because they're dating in real life, Camila and Rudy,
obviously. Yeah.
But I love that, like, she's in there, I love that his real mom's in there, that's yeah. really cool to see. So it just made me appreciate this film so much more. Again, it's such a good story.
Yeah. Also, I really loved the creativeness behind it, the directorial of this gentleman right here, of this poetic style, that I really love how he brings us in, and he talks about it in the interview. He brings us into to the synthothesia of it. Like, he brings us in that point of view, and I adore it. I love it, and it's like, this is what goes on in my head all the time. And I love that. I love how genuine it is. I love how charming this movie is. And yeah, I can't wait for more. Now, this is an Amazon Prime movie, which sucks, because I wish this movie was in theaters. It should have been a theoretical cut, like to be released in theaters and everything. But needless to say, I still think, and I'm going to recommend this for all the moviegoers out there, because you need to check out this fantastic film. One of the best, and I got to admit, this is definitely one of the best films I've seen all year. This is definitely going to make, as far as the year goes, as of right now, we're about a quarter into the year, just about. And I got to admit, this movie is going to make, as of right now, it's going to make my top five of the year so far. So I'm going to leave it at that and let that little settle sit. One of the things I did enjoy as well was Rudy and Camila, they're I mean, obviously they're dating, right? But they
have to have a good chemistry, right?
Well, see, that's the thing too. It's almost a chemistry to where, like, I want to say it's unbelievable, but obviously it is believable because they're dating. So
how is it not believable?
But the thing, no, it is believable. But like,
so cute,
you know
together.
What I'm saying? Yeah, but like, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's so sweet. It's so genuine, and I just love that. And I know you know. I don't know her too well. I know you know her from Riverdale.
Oh, love her in Riverdale.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll leave it at that. But Rudy's just a fantastic director. I'm excited to see. I hope he does do more movies.
Yes,
I do. I want him to. Latino.
Don't leave us hanging.
Yeah, for sure. And then also, he's the same age as us. That's crazy, right?
I
92, baby. 90s, baby.
Yeah.
babies. Yeah, 90s babies. But I'll leave it at that, guys. Was this a film we deserve? Say hell yes, it was. Rating 1 out of 10. 10 being the highest. When you give this rating?
No, it's easily like a 9 because, it's such a good story. Like, it's so inventive, so creative.
Yeah.
Again, I love that we see his point of view.
Yes.
I think it was so well done. And to find out that he not only directed, starred, produced, and composed the music to it, like, that's so just... good. Wild,
it's creative,
like it just speaks to the talent this person has, and you can't deny that he's been in this industry for so many years, and he just keeps going up and up. And I can't wait to see what more we can see from him. I would love to see what more projects you can do, my dude.
One of the things I gotta say is there's a skit, and I'm gonna recommend it because I have to mention it because it's one of the things I first saw him do was Hispanic Justice League. They go against the Marvel Avengers, and it's so freaking hilarious. It's so great. Mm-hmm. Even more so, the Diego musical, the Diego songs are so great. There's a lot of special, special moments in this film that I do recommend you guys watch. You have to watch this. One of the things I do want to highlight as well was the film's only 1 hour and 31 minutes. It goes by so quickly, and it leaves you at the end wanting more. And for me, it did. Yes. It made me wanting more. Like, don't end yet. Don't end. But I'll leave it at that, guys. I'm going to leave this. So as far as rating goes, 1 out of 10, 10 being the highest, I'm going to give a solid 9.4. 9.4 really rating. Bad. Yeah, 9.4 rating.
It's almost up there with Oppenheimer.
Yeah, I know. Oppenheimer was my 10 last year, but it was. And it's definitely close to it. There's just such a creative transition moments in here. There's such a creative story in a way. And I kind of felt like he did tweak it up a bit to make it more comedy. And that's fine. It's movies, entertainment. And I felt like that it was so inventive because I'm so used to his comedy, I guess, if that makes any sense. Even though I only watched one skit. Regardless, though, you can't deny the man being funny. You cannot deny the man being creative.
Talented, funny. It's just there. I would love to see more of Diego again. I need to watch these skits he was in, the puppet show
series
he was in. So I will say.
And Maria. I want to see more Maria to his mom. Yeah, him and his mom were just so spot on.
Reminds me of my mother.
Yeah. And that's another thing that was very relatable to me was that, it reminded me a lot of my mom. So yeah. I'll leave it with that, guys. All right. Thank you so much for making this a part of your day. Obviously, Alamo City Movie Talk does recommend this movie, guys. You better check this out on Amazon Prime. April 4th, check it out or be square. Thank you guys. Have a good one. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D. Colonel Ryan 680.
Cat Lady Ange.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. Once again, you check out this film, guys. You know what to do. Like, share, subscribe. Have a good one. And thanks for listening. Catch you at the movies. Latest.